It is Wednesday afternoon, time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank. I'm Scoot, and John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us on the show. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Glad to be with you.
John, I had a conversation earlier with Roger at Logo Express, and Roger and I are working out doing Scoot on the Air merchandise and getting it out there. And what we're going to do is we're going to donate all of the profits to a charity. And we have one in mind, a local charity in mind. We'll be talking about that. But I was talking to Roger earlier today, and he said, you know, we just need to, you know, we need to get a bank. Well, okay, so we're going to go to Metairie Bank. So Metairie Bank's going to help us fulfill this goal of, you know, just selling some stuff and getting money to a really, really good local charity.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
And since I'm going to kind of be in charge of the account, I'm going to need a little help. All right, so look, let's talk about retirement. And, you know, things have changed. There are a lot more people with $1 million today than there have been in the past. But how many Americans actually retire with, like, $1 million?
Well, first, thanks for the topic today, Scoot. It's something that we discuss all the time. And I don't want anyone that's near retirement age to feel bad if they don't have $1 million, because really only about 10% of the population has $1 million saved when they retire. So don't want anyone to be discouraged that they haven't hit that milestone yet.
You know, that's still kind of high, though, John, 10%, because, you know, we hear about the 1% of the really rich people in America. So, you know, if you're in that 10%, you're not even the 1%.
No.
Wow.
No. You know, and I think the key to it, though, Scoot, is in order to get to that $1 million, you have to have had a plan at some point in your life. And I think that's the most important thing, is to set out a plan and to stick to your savings goals on a monthly basis. And over time, you will see the dollars compound and your wealth grow. You know, just as an example, if you're a young person and let's say you have 40 years to work, you're just starting to work. If you save $500 a month and it earns 6%, you'll have $1 million by the time you retire.
Now, what age do you start at?
Well, you're going to work 40 years. So
okay, 40 years.
You're 20, you're 25,
okay,
however you are. So if you work for 40 years, say $500 a month, okay, and on average your investment earns 6%, you'll have $1 million.
Wow.
Now, you know, the important thing to consider there is $500 is going to be tough at 20 years old to save on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
But the calculation that I used assumes you don't ever increase that over time. So later in your work life, when you're probably going to be making a lot more money, it's a lot easier to save $500, or you may be able to save more and cut your 40 years down to 35 years or 30 years. So it just takes a little bit of time to set up.
John, did we lose you? Boy, it sounded like we just had a blip there. I think we lost John.
John? Let me try this.
Yeah, see what happened. We're trying to John LeBlanc of Metairie Bank. Isn't that fascinating? So if you work 40 years, so let's say you're 25, and you work 40 years. If you save an average of $500 a month at 6% interest, you'd have $1 million when you retire. And I guess that's pretty cool. Well, it's too late for me to do that. It's not too late for you. I think John is calling us back, so we'll get back on this. Yeah, retirement was something, you know, my parents never talked to us about that, so, you know, I didn't know anything about retirement, and unfortunately, for me, I didn't plan on it, but it's not too late for many of you. Okay, John is back with us.
Oh, sorry, Scoot. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, on our topic, you know, how to get to $1 million, first of all, don't be frustrated if $500 a month for the next 40 years seems impossible. $1 million doesn't need to be the goal for all of us. But what we should do is sit down, set a target that we'd like to have saved for our retirement age and start contributing as early or as young as possible. That's the most important thing. You want your investments to be able to compound and grow over time.
Well, John, I want to ask you this. Okay, so somebody retires with $1 million in the bank. Okay, they retire. They have, let's say they don't have, let's just say they don't have a pension. You know, some will have a pension and some are going to get, a lot are going to get Social Security. But with $1 million in the bank, how do you live on that? What does that mean?
Well, simply put, you know, the interest that's going to generate annually off of that $1 million may be sufficient to sustain your lifestyle. I don't okay. know what. So if I have $1 million and I'm earning, let's say 4% on it, that generates roughly, what is that, $40,000 a year?
Right, right.
Did I get that right? I don't.
You're asking me to correct you on math? I don't think so.
So that's the easiest solution. You know, you can let the money work for you without ever invading the principal.
And now, by that time, a lot of people's homes or condos would have been paid off too.
Oh yes, absolutely yes. A lot of your expenses will be behind you in terms of maybe your house note being the biggest one, and there's some others that I can think of. Some of your consumption expenditures will generally decrease over time.
You know, the other thing to think about if you're young, I can tell you that divorce can add a lot to your monthly expenses. So just, you know, think about that before you get married.
Absolutely. That is a great thing. You know, I think if I can leave your listeners with one tip, it would be to start as young as possible. Have a plan. If you work for a company that has a 401k plan, take advantage of that. That allows you to save money and reduce the amount of income tax you pay. Generally, what you contribute to your 401k is deducted from your wages in determining your taxable income. So you pay less in taxes, you put money away, and certainly take advantage of any employer matches. A lot of employers out there will match an employee's contribution or savings rate up to a certain number. It may be 3% of your salary or 5% of your salary. Just depends on the employer. But that's free money. So, yeah. You know, if you can put away 3-5% and your company matches 3-5%, well, you're saving almost 10% a year.
This is kind of encouraging. And even though many of us are past this point, like if you think about it, if somebody's 25 and they work for 40 years, they're 65. And if they put away $500 a month at 6% interest, they would have $1 million at the age of 65, $1 million in the bank. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
And then you could also get like a part-time job, you know, like working at Walmart, greeting people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be great. You know, we've got a lot of folks that I run into in our lobbies that do similar things. They've completed a career, and now they're doing things, whether it's volunteering. A lot of folks like to do that in their retirement, working with kids, working with charities and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's great to have that opportunity.
John, this has all been very inspiring, and I appreciate, once again, you taking time to bring credibility to our show with SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank. And, you know, it just, even if you're past well beyond 25, no matter where you are in your life, this just kind of gives you an incentive of what it means to even try to save just a little bit of money every month. And it's not something that I was good at in my life. I'm trying to get better at it, but I was not good with that in my life. And I wish I could go back and do that again, but I can't. So I would hope that people would learn from me and really just do all you can to try to save a little bit every month.
Absolutely. And if any of your listeners need help setting up a plan, please feel free to call one of our bank
of
locations.
Of course, Metairie Bank will help you out. And I'm gonna come see you about the bank account for our Scoot on the Air merchandise and the charity. So I'll be in touch with you on that.
Great idea, and I look forward to hearing.
All right,
from
John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us for SOTA Money Trends on WWL.